Well, Michael and I would like to welcome you back to another recording of the Saturn-Earth Connection. Our website is helloearth.info, and today is Tuesday, August the 11th, 2015. And this is hour 278 with Michael from Maui, Hawaii. Michael was taken to a huge luminescent sphere near Saturn as a student visitor and returned to Maui with their amazing flowing dialogue. And occasionally, we hear from Shaharon using Michael to transmit his voice into the recording. And I want to thank James from North Wales, Pennsylvania for supporting, hosting the hours Michael has on the web. Hello, Michael.
Hello, Curtis.
Hello, welcome back. Good to hear you. And it's probably another beautiful day in Hawaii.
Yeah, considering, you know, we've got a tropical hurricane headed our way, so it should break down, you know, to a lot of rain. Hopefully it just rain, you know, not a whole bunch of damaging wind, but it's kind of good to get rain.
Yeah, rain is always good, except too much of rain is never good. But
Well, this island has got nice. I'm on the Valley Isle. It's another nickname for Maui because it's got all the valleys that were cut in over by rain, you know, rivers. And
yeah.
It's kind of, you know, for a while, the other sunspot cycle a while back, it was dry, drought. We were really having a hard time having water, drought. We had drought. Now it's greening, the island's greening up, so it's nice.
Good. Yeah, well, we get too much rain, but it's raining today and last night. But we heard from Wendy in New Zealand. Thank you very much, Wendy, for writing and beautiful things you said. Can we just start here, Michael?
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay, great. Wendy writes, 8th of August, and this is on the listen page. You can read what she wrote. It's, the subject is universe names. She says, "Dear gents, I trust this finds you well. My sincere thanks to everyone working at keeping the weekly podcast stay afloat. You are all deeply valued. And a special thank you to the Shaharon for their enduring love in reaching out to us. I find myself going back and reading the Urantia book papers again, with a little more understanding than before. I'm currently reading paper 108, and I came across a passage that made me wonder about the Shaharon's individual names with reference to the following. Mission and Ministry of Thought Adjusters. Their mission is also that of elevating the moral minds and of translating the moral souls of men up to the divine heights and spiritual levels of paradise perfection. And in the experience of thus transforming the human nature of the temporal creature into the divine nature of the eternal finaliter, and adjusters being into existence a unique type of being, a being consisting in the eternal union of the perfect adjuster and the perfected creature, which it would be impossible to duplicate by any other universe technique." And it ends with these four lines: "Human subjects are often known by the numbers of their adjusters. Mortals do not receive real universe names until after adjuster fusion, which upon which union is signalized by the bestowal of the new name upon the new creature by the destiny guardian. If the Shaharon so desire, perhaps they could elaborate on this. And signed, warmest greetings from New Zealand, signed Wendy. Thank you very much, Wendy. That was beautiful. And thanks for really appreciating it and hearing Michael. And Shaharons.
Yes, I will speak upon that. This is Teotaraki.
Oh, hello, Shaharon.
Shaharon.
Hello, good to
In
hear
a general
you.
Sense, you would like to know concepts of names, the idea of titles, perhaps, even. And more importantly, your destiny. And the fact that you will also receive a secret name of your own. And as you develop your full character, and I mean the character unique and divine, both human and divine, this new fusion of character. The Shaharons really mean, very simply, the ones who informs. Its meaning is simple. Theotodactic informs, if it would be, of the areas in which you might consider the ascent career. The area of faith and religion, theology, that is the reason such a name in practice is given. It will assign you, once you understand it, to a directive of destiny, one that matches your very nature. That personal name given to you, etched upon a very wonderful stone, splendid. You ever wonder about why you value stones? Precious stones, you call them. But there is one most precious that will be given to you, which hides your new name. The reason it is a stone is because it is of substance that is both material and immaterial, very special substance. It appears and disappears, it's held within you, and will be always with you. This is the way in which this divinely given name will be held within you, because you would not simply be an etherical spirit without capability of carrying such a device or a stone with your mystery monitor, personal name infused upon itself. It was written about in your prophet's own discovery. When it becomes your time to discover your destiny in the universe career, your assignment, it will be a glad time. Wonderful. Because it is all that you were and all that you will become, all wrapped up truly in the name. The result of names in your life right now do have some significance. If you are called a name, and it has meaning to you and others, you may indeed become such a personality, a person. It'll add to your personality. But in the opposite way, the name Most Divine Universe name given is not given as a pointer of destiny, but a realization of full personality, both human and divine, that was created unique and far from an intangible, but ever close in terms of the very tangible fragments that have been incorporated into your own and the divine fused personality. This infusion is one that is a mixed, blended, and thoroughly and wonderfully immortalized in your new name. It is a name of an immortal, and it is your destiny to live with full comprehension of your destiny towards fusion, gaining your relationship with the divine, which opens you much, much more to the grander secrets of the universe and the higher dimensions and realms of reality that is. In the beginning, many of the things just simply point you toward areas of greater learning, whether they be intellectual, areas of interpersonal relations, social relations, and even the study of life, organic, biologic, study of life in terms of culture and throughout your development on your present situation on planet. All of this will bring this uniqueness of that name, which shall not be foreign to you, but it will also point for the grand career that is perfect for you. Will it be a number, you might ask? It may include such, and if it does, it will be so that you will be in a numbered core of individuals. And in that numbered core of individuals, your service will be similar, yet unique, because of your uniqueness of personality. If you have both name and number, you serve as a distinct personality of fluid and free will. In other words, you have become the will of God. Interesting that one who bears both name and number can attain that. And this is very much of the higher levels of the councils of the Most High. I run. Because in the full and virtually panoramic view of the multiplicity of personalities in such a council, the ultimate is reached. that ultimate brings a distinct resonance to the reality realm ahead. Although your planet right now is in its early stages of development, and some of it may be torn about and confused and reworked, all of this is not lost. The efforts, both long ago and those which you make right now, will never be lost. Consider this. Live your life with the realization that your high destiny will bring forward the very essence and most important pieces of your present human character, supported by the varied nature and guidance of the higher realm intelligence that will present you before the councils as truly a new, unique, and divine individual. Presently, the struggle between physical needs, you might say planetary or earthly needs, and that which is more important, the higher and more divine need, tear at each other. And many times, what is left behind is your most important destiny. Attainments. These attainments that help you as rungs on a ladder to climb higher. Steps are left behind and not taken. The plane of reality that is easily seen and tactfully understood, one in which you can touch, taste, feel the normal senses that are given to all animals, bear many times your development down. The message of higher attainment is one in which you must bear close counsel with your divine adjuster, your divine voice, the divine pressure inside of you directing your life toward the more important realms. And once you attain these guidances, many of them toward even the fulfillment of base earthly needs, because they will be cleared so that you might attain the divine nature right here where you are on planet, where you are in your bodies, that very divine nature can be attained. And because of partial or ever-growing attainment of the divine nature, those things about you that concern themselves with the fulfilling of the needs of the base material existence, that existence which is based upon what is all about you in the natural, all of those will be moved out of the way, fulfilled in many ways, enriched in a multitude of higher dimensional realities within the scope of your real living. Many times we hear the voices that say, dreams have come true. This is the truth. When these who have, by willing choice, made the approach toward the divine more important than the physical needs of base earthly life, many of the dreams of the earthly life have come true. And in reflection, there was not one good thing that was held back from an individual on this ascendant career who chose first the divine path. Once looking back, would also see the earthly path as a fulfillment of a multiplicity of small dreams, goals, hopes, desires, wishes, somehow made real by the guiding path of the divine nature. Be glad that you are of an order of being capable of interfacing with the divine ones, interfacing with the thought adjusters, the divine place of divinity, where they come from, filled with all of this energy of hopes, love, and dreams. Be glad for such in other worlds is not necessarily true. The higher intellectual nature overrules the adjuster interface consistently, making such an arrangement extremely difficult. You, who have not as high an intellectual nature, will not have that severe block that you can hear the divine voice and the interface with the divine mind. And because of that, the greater, more wonderful expression of the divine nature in your lives. This all reverts back to how the new name will be given to you in your approach toward the divine nature. This, I, Theotada Hikshahanun, share with you. Or do you think there's any more that you need to know?
Well, yes, Sharon. Thank you for asking. When you were just speaking a moment ago about the dreams of earthly life, and you said that they are true, it seems that myself and many other people have said, oh, as soon as you wake up, you remember your dreams, but the memory slips as you, the more you become awake, the more it seems that the remembering your what we were just dreaming about seems to slip away. And once we're like not no longer awake, and I mean we're no longer asleep and we're awake. It seems that the dream is almost many times gone. But could you explain something to us that we don't really know, or we haven't really broken the code as figuring out our dreams and the fact that they do sometimes come true, or many times we have to dream things before we build them. But that's a different kind of a dream. But these dreams, when we're asleep, our brains are seem to be in a different state and active. But could you explain more about that, Shaharon?
When it comes down to the rest of the mind, the sharing of clearinghouse, you must understand that sometimes the brain requires a clearinghouse of events, thoughts, and during this time, a level of perception is attained. And a mixed with the activities of the brain and the new interface, the resonance of the higher mind, they may become blended in a way that will try to guide the individual toward dreaming, the true dream, the dream that is one that is in full waking consciousness. In other words, imagine a person who simply says, I would like one day to own a beautiful home, a dream home. The method by which such a dream home would come true may find itself both blended with real technique of attainment within the full conscious realm of choice, the realm of choice and decision. And the underlying interface between the divine voice in sleeping and in awaking times would amount to the actuation of will or choice that is good. In other words, one that sets forth your motion toward attaining such a dream. It may be in a choice of a career. It may be in the simple idea that this may be a method by which you set higher goals. Because there is no dream if you can attain it simply. Therefore, the interface and work between your conscious thoughts and the divine voice underlying many times will lead you in the ways both creative as well as in a simple direction toward or away from failure. All of these things are important toward success, away from failure, toward the achievement of the dream and away from the pain of not attaining such a dream. For if a dream is approved, the subconscious, you might say, interface is approved. And the motivations will be substantially reinforced with success. This is how the progress of individual attainment of a realization of conscious dreams comes about. The forgetfulness of the dreams of sleep sometimes are necessary in order that the heart or the motivation be made more pure. Yes, there are other types of dreams, yes, in which direction can be made. Plans can be actually formulated and sent to you. But if you have the kind of mind that is able to remember such things, a great inflow of knowledge can take place. But most of the time, for most of your human population, it amounts to no more than heartfelt direction and life goal hope. And these things interact as a point of real desire. It is not the case for the divine to destroy your desire. Only the animal desires that block the interface with the divine voice. Once they become subjective perhaps, or even placed in a subordinate role, or completely ignored, then the divine nature can rule both heart and mind and lead an individual for the attainment of many dreams. Thus, when they look about themselves, they will see there simply was nothing of that that was good. And those things, from the perspective anew, with greater wisdom of life, can say, yes, that which I desired at one time, I can see now, would not have been good, for it would have cut me off from the very voice of truth and life. So therefore, be glad that you have enough capability to interface with the divine voice, but not so much strength of mind and will that you can never hear it. This balance is so important between your nature and the divine nature together, and immobilizing the temporal nature and mobilizing the divine nature, giving you the higher nature, unique, and erasing those things which are not necessary in terms of the base nature, similar to animal natures. But it is important that you start there at a very, very base nature. Go ahead and dream. And see if they do not come true. They will come true. If your dreams will be formulated in partnership, and then in totality of divinity, as your will becomes ever more like the very will of the first source and center. That understanding that is able to rule both heart, mind, and even over body. Be glad that you have that balance. Maintain it and walk in it. Even sleep in it. You will be guided. Simply look about yourself. Look back. See. Oh, yes. The thought adjuster, the Lord in your life, is good. Is there any more you desire?
Well, Shaharon, the dreams, it seems that you are speaking of, are dreams of, as you say, desire a house or things you would like and you want to ascertain or you would like to achieve in your life. But I was referring to the dreams that we don't have any control over. We don't seem to have control over. And sometimes we wake up and we say, wow, what was that all about? As though we were watching some kind of movie that we didn't have any control over. So I was really asking about the dreams we can't remember.
I did speak on that.
Yes.
You must understand that there is a reason that you can remember some and you cannot.
I see.
The balance between that which you can remember and that which you consciously dream is important. These are not randomized. You do not simply receive a dream that is not related to your present life. The coding, many times, is between yourself and a higher realm, as well as the interface between special interaction between the divine adjuster's voice or resonance and super universe understanding. These things are important, not to distinguish them as separate and unrelated types of real dreams. Dreams that you go in your sleep and dreams which you have in waking are related directly in the realm of higher consciousness. When they seem both confused and misunderstood, you have not yet matured in your ability to perceive higher realm consciousness. You see, when you become more attuned, you will see the future. You would see the points necessary. You will see the details. But when they come upon you and you are no longer able to see, it would be as if you would be looking into an illuminated room filled with confusing lights, shapes that you have never seen before. When you have such a dream, it is calling you to begin to understand. And it will begin that process so that you will understand. you might say, I can't quite understand this signal. It's distorted. Yes. When you find out how to tune that point of resonance in, you get a clear and very concise understanding in your picture and your receptivity. Exercise it over again during your conscious times. And your willingness to give your will or set it to the side and allow the divine voice its true place. Higher spirit realms will begin to operate within you. And the perceptions that were distorted and misunderstood will become clear. In other words, dreams that you cannot understand suddenly will become dreams of inspiration, even information. Others will help you motivate your lives forward or make changes necessary in your conscious lives. They are related. They are not distinct and separate. Both the conscious dreams and the unconscious are directly related. It is simply the malalignment and misunderstanding and points of unresonance in a point where it is not tuned in, you might say. Once it is tuned in, you will receive many things. You will be able to see even the things to come, having confidence, knowing what to do. When I say what to do, that means conscious decision, given insight from higher conscious realms. I hope I help you understand something that you must grow into. But the key is, do not lord your will over the divine voice, for such would bring about confusion, misunderstanding, or misinterpretation.
Thank you, Sharon. Very interesting. Dreams are a bit confusing, but very interesting to hear what you had to say about dreams. Why is it that you know more about us than we know about ourselves?
Is that a question?
Yes, that is a question.
You must understand that you are patterned against us. Your being, how you live, think, perceive, are very close to many of the things that we do. But we also understand that you are not of the higher origin. You are of lower origin. And though we understand the necessity, the absolute need for base emotions for survival, these also must be overcome In other words, many of the characteristics that you work with were actually put into you, or designed into you. But most important is not knowing, not caring. You should not worry about these things. Should more be concerned about attuning to what the animals themselves cannot, the divine voice. It is for you to hear. Therefore, hear it. Listen. Be open. Do not set your will against it. It will reward you greatly with ever greater understanding. The mysteries that you wonder about, how we understand you. We understand that you have two natures, but you eventually will have one, most divine, that you are earning right now. Do you consider this time that you have relevant? Then consider this. Consider that all knowledge will be given to you if you simply ask. By asking, then seeking, you will find. But if you ask without attunement, without the assistance of the divine voice, you might not understand. Similar to you saying you do not understand your dreams, that you forget. This is not good. You should remember the divine guidance as a primary, most important pinnacle and mission of your life's experience. I, Theotaraktik Shaharun, bid you farewell.
Farewell, Sharon. So good for you to come on and explain all this to us. Thank you very much. Much appreciated. I'm sure a lot of people have forgotten their dreams, and I like how you said forgetting your dreams is not good. That's because we're not capturing or retaining what the divine knowledge has been given to us. Imagine through our dreams. Is that right, Michael?
I believe that's what he was, trying to get us to realize, that there's always this continual partnership, you might say. And I look back at my own personal experience with attaining dreams in this life. And, they may have very specific, have been very specific in terms of what I desired. But it's interesting how the manifestation of such a thing came about, not always through logical means, but somehow other you might say, situations would come about that would make possible the realization of such a dream, various kinds. And you know, it was like, how did this happen? Wow, you know, it's like that. You ask, how did this happen? When you think about it, it's like, just right. Just in the right place at the right time. And that kind of stuff is relatively easy for many times these from the higher realm to guide us to. Because remember now, we are in this fourth dimensional plane. Sort of like a two-dimensional world is like a blueprint. It's a two-dimensional world, but you don't, it's all on blueprint. You turn the page, turn the page, turn the page. The design is there, but it's not there yet. And then the builders come in and they build a three-dimensional reality, a two-dimensional design. And there it is. In a similar sense, the three-dimensional reality comes about with the extra-dimensional movement. You know, it's like it comes through. You might call it the different. I guess you might call it a different situations that, you know, come into play, and these situations are like almost orchestrated in order to bring about the reality of, you know, your dream, which goes through a process of approval. You know, that's interesting too, that process of approval.
The process of approval?
Yeah, between yourself and the divine voice within you.
Because, oh,
you know, it's you know, yeah, like there's like your will overruling the divine voice can really upset the whole, you know, cart full of dreams. dump the whole thing out. Oh no, because stubbornness or unwillingness to move in the right direction, and that is something that happens a lot, because you know we don't always see what that move will bring about, mm-hmm. or choice, or you know, direction, whatever it is. But when I turn about and I said, you know, these are all of these things, all that I look back on and said, all of these things were like dreams. And some of them, when I moved away from, it's like, yeah, I can see now there would have been pretty bad decisions to have gone the other way. You know, if I decided the other way, now I look back with wisdom and, you know, I say, whoa, man, that would have been terrible.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm. So all these things were dreams.
I mean, I think so. I think when it comes right down to it, is that kids who, you know, people, young people who cannot dream, you know, they think everything is already real. Hmm. You know, it's like, oh yeah, it's easy to do. You know, it's easy to do, but they really don't dream it into reality. You know, just to take it to the next step, because everything is virtual. With taking the dreams away by, you know, making everything virtually real on a when I say two-dimensional basis on our smartphone or information or, you know, some, you know, even in the gaming, you know, it's all virtual, you know. So the real living doesn't happen, and it robs the individual from a gaining that divine interface, which brings about actual reality. Yeah. We build for ourselves an unreality. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that
we built for ourselves an unreality.
Yeah, well, sort of, kind of an you might say, because of perhaps just our imagination, make innocence, you know, to think something is easily done.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
About dreams. And that was really nice of Sharon to focus on that.
Well, you wanted it. You asked about it.
Yeah, I did. Well, he mentioned dreams will come true.
Yeah.
And then he said, I believe he said something like, dreams of earthly life are true. I wasn't really sure what he meant by that. Dreams of earthly life. Or if that's exactly what he said, I'm just... Nice thing about the recording, I can listen again.
Yeah. Well, I got to go pretty soon.
I understand. Well, I appreciate your time and helping to bring Sharon to our ears and our minds and hear what he has to say. So thank you, Michael, and we will just say aloha and talk with you soon, next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, aloha, Michael.